So, but before that, I also wanted to share a little bit about this year, right? This year, 2017, is a very prophetic year in the timeline of the church. Now, this doesn't have much to do with the message that I'm going to take today, but it has in a way, but this year is very prophetic, right? So I want you as a church, now you are a church, correct? This is a church. This is the body of Jesus Christ. You are a church and you need to be aware of the times and the seasons because the Bible says the day shall not overtake you as a thief because it will overtake them as a thief who do not know, who are not in Christ Jesus. So that word, the day of the Lord comes as a thief is not applicable for us. We know in 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians, Paul talks about that day shall not overtake us. Say, not overtake us. But we shall know. Remember one place he says, therefore, brethren, let's encourage each other and let not forsake the gathering of the saints, even as you see the
day approaching.
Hold it. How can you know the day approaching? Because the church is supposed to know the day approaching, isn't it? So the more you see the day approaching, what is the response? Let's encourage each other. And let's not stop meeting. Like for example, life team meetings, right? Your small group meetings. Or your church meetings. Don't stop. We are approaching the coming of Jesus Christ very close. And as you see the day approaching, let's make sure that we don't stop the assembling of together. So you'll say, no, I got my children's birthday party. I got this. Guys, the coming of the Lord is close. I mean, it's like when the coming of the Lord is close, you want to get together and now you're excited about what's happening, right? Like if you have about 100 years, okay, birthday parties and stuff is ready. But when the coming of the Lord is like next week, suddenly priorities change, isn't it? It's like, hey, the kingdom is coming, right? The kingdom, we are already in the kingdom, but the day is approaching. I'm telling you, prophetic year. 2017, prophetic year. Powerful year. Incredible year. Things that has never happened in the history of mankind. We are getting ready to see it. And God is positioning it. And suddenly you say, but nothing is, nothing, I don't feel it. That's exactly the time. It'll just happen. It'll happen. And the Bible says, in the days of, it'll be like the days of Noah, where people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. There's no mention of sin there. You see, it's just normal activity. Until Noah got into the ark. For they knew not. That means the world knew not. But the moment Noah entered the ark, things changed. The weather started changing. The water started rising. There were earthquakes, the fountains. But nothing happened till Noah entered. So everything was predated to the entry of Noah through a door into an ark. He had to get into security and stuff happened. And stuff happened immediately. They knew not. That's the Bible says. And then he says it was as the days of Lot. Until Lot went out of the city. You see? The moment it went out, suddenly there was eruptions from the sky. And the Bible, you go to the Dead Sea around that area, there is a lot of YouTube videos. You can actually see the sulfur balls even today. You take the sulfur balls, it's white sulfur. That sulfur, the purity of that phosphorus is 99.9%. That kind of sulfur is not available on the earth. You still can go around to the Dead Sea area and you can get those sulfur balls. You just touch it. It's all ash. It's all ash. Right? It's all flaky. Ash, when it settles, it's flaky. You touch it, it crumbles. But these sulfur balls are round. You take the sulfur balls outside, it's crusted. You break it, it breaks. Inside, it's white. And you light it, it burns. You can actually see the YouTube videos of this. So many of them. You can actually watch it. It rained sulfur. It was not a volcano. It came from heaven, this thing. And it happened in the morning, suddenly. As the sun was rising, very powerful prophetic statement. Remember, the sun came up and the fire and brimstone came down. The sun came up and judgment came. Very important, very prophetic word. So the sun came up. Because the church is not waiting for the sun to come up. The church is actually waiting for the morning star. You know, when does the morning star come up?
Just before the sun comes.
Very early, while it is still dark, the morning star, which is Venus, appears. It's the first star that appears, and it's the brightest star after the sun and the moon. Venus is the brightest heavenly object in the sky after the sun and the moon. But it appears when it is still very dark on the earth. And the church is waiting for the morning star. Why? Jesus said, I am the bright and morning star. So when Jesus shows up, only the church is awake. And we see the morning star and we are raptured, right? And then what follows Venus? You should look at any star software. One of the best starry software is Stellarium. You can set the horizon up, you can set the plane, and you can watch the sun, Venus come up. When Venus is up in the sky, you can see it, it's bright, but it's dark. The Bible says in Peter, we have this prophetic word that is confirmed in our heart, which is like a light shining in a dark place. And when the morning star rises up in our hearts, wow, he's talking about the rapture. That means it's like a prophetic sign. It's in a dark place. And it rises up. And that's when we know Jesus has come. And it will happen. The rapture happens suddenly to the church. And it's a morning star. When the sun comes, it's too late. The sun comes, it's too late. It'll come to Israel during a time of great persecution of 7.5 years. 3.5 years of false peace plus 3.5 years of great tribulation. The Bible is very clear because they have not received their Savior. They did not know the time of their visitation. So we'll talk about it in one of the days, right? How many of you want to do a study one of the Sunday? Complete detailed understanding of that, because we know it's like, it's exciting. There's so much material, I cannot put it all together today because there is something even greater I want to talk about today. But the coming of Jesus is prophetic. So why 2017? I'm not saying the rapture is this year. It could very well be. Very well be. Let me give you couple of signs. The Bible says there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. Correct? Right? The signs in the sun have happened. And the signs in the moon have also happened. The blood moons. And then the eclipse happened during the feast days. And then he says, and then a sign in the stars will happen. Correct? And the Bible says, when these things begin to happen, lift up your heads. So he's talking the church. When these things begin to happen, just like Venus. When it just comes up, you be ready because your redemption draws nigh. What redemption? We have already got redeemed in our soul. We are already redeemed in our spirit. But we are not redeemed in our body. For your redemption of your body draws nigh. Remember? Our draws nigh. So he says, when these things begin to happen, what things? When there are signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. So there has to be now signs in the stars that is going to happen. Guess what? When Jesus came the first time, Israel missed it. But certain people did not miss it because they looked at what? The stars. You see? The wise men from the east, they were waiting for the stars. So they never missed the appearing of Jesus Christ. Two years before they actually landed in Israel, they saw a sign in the stars. Which sign was that? That was the sign of Venus, Jupiter, and Regulus, the main star in Leo, having a conjunction and becoming a sign in Leo, because that's a sign of a king planet. So when they saw that sign happen there, they knew a king is born. They knew that. So they tracked it. So that's why they started walking towards to Jerusalem, because they knew the king was born of Judah, because that's a sign. You know, the constellations are a sign of the gospel of Jesus Christ, right? From Virgo to lion, born of a virgin to going to reign as the king of King Leo, the king of the earth. That's a picture of the constellation. Then the occults and the false religions have corrupted that, but the basic premise is the same. So when they saw that, they knew a king is going to be born in Judah. The scepter shall not depart from Shiloh. The scepter is, if you look at the Leo, the star appears on his paw. You know, that's how the conjunction happened. And they started walking. And then 2 years later, Jesus was already 2 years old, but he was already born. So there was a star 2 years before, the sign of the star in Leo. And then 2 years later, there was a star again, because there was a retrograde motion of Jupiter there, and finally it came out. So they knew that the birth had already happened 2 years back. That's why Herod said, they found out from him, at what time did that sign appear? And he's killed people of 2 years and below. You see? Because 2 years back is when the sign happened. But they reached only 2 years later. So 2 years before, something should have already happened. Before the first coming of Jesus Christ. Do you think the second coming of Jesus Christ will also be predicted by signs in the stars? Right? As the first coming of Jesus Christ would be the similar to be the second coming? Correct? Very, very similar, because he will match. When he came the first time, Jesus called it his visitation. But he came as a suffering servant. But the second time he will come. First time he came riding a donkey. Second time he will come. I'm talking about the donkey. There's a powerful revelation about the donkey. You will be excited about it. We'll talk about it in some other day. But I won't get into that. But we'll talk about, there's a sign in the stars. So 2 years back, 2015, the Bethlehem star sign happened again. It never happened since the birth of Jesus Christ. It only happened in 2015. Right? We had shared that it happened. But no events happened. But really, no events happened even when that sign happened there. When the wise men started walking towards. But 2 years later, they saw Jesus. Right? So 2 years later is 2017. So 2017 also there should be a sign in the stars. Correct? Just like the wise men saw 2 years later, there should be a sign in the stars. Right? Makes sense? Guess what? There is a sign in the stars this year. It's in September 23rd of this year. There's a great sign of Revelation 12 in the heavens. Did you know that? It's a great sign in the heavens over Revelation chapter 12. And this is what the Bible says. So we'll go to that, right? But before that, why is this year prophetic? This year is 50 years after 1967. 1967 when Israel got Jerusalem back, correct? Israel was restored as a nation in 1947. 1967, Jerusalem was restored. So clock starts ticking because now the time of the Gentiles is fulfilled. And now God is getting back to now deal with the nation of Israel. Remember, he has to gather his sheep and the sheep that are far off. Remember, under one shepherd, that is Jesus Christ. His sheep that are far off are we Gentiles that have all gathered, correct? But Israel rejected him. But now he says all Israel shall be saved. Now he's going back to gather Israel again because all the prophecies of Israel have to come to pass, correct? Make sense? So 1967, Jerusalem was restored. A jubilee of 50 years. 50 years add to 1967 is what? 2017. So at the end of the jubilee, jubilee is a picture of rest where each man has to return to his possession. The land has to return back to his owner. So Israel has to return back to God. The church has to return back to Jesus. Each one has to return back to his possession. You see? It's a very prophetic picture of the church returning back to Jesus because we are his body. We have to return back to who owns us. Jesus owns us. So rapture is nothing but we returning back to our owner. Make sense? It has nothing to do with anything. We returning back to our possession. So Jesus gets his possession back. That's all it's rapture. So we are the 50 year. So we are going to return back. And Israel is not going to return back to the kingdom. The kingdom is going to come return back to God. So that's happening 50 years, right? 70 years from 1947, which when Israel became a nation, 70 years is one generation. He said, this generation shall not pass until all these things shall happen. Now add 70 years to 1947. Which year do you land? 2017. Wow. So you got two prophetic timelines, 70 years and a 50 years, correct? Okay, let's go back. Anything significant has happened 50 years prior to 1967, a jubilee before that. What 1967 minus 50 years is how many? What is the year? 1917 was the Balfour Declaration. The declaration that went from Britain for the first time saying, we are pleased to make Israel a nation. Exactly, the first declaration, a jubilee. And in 50 years, the nation was born. Powerful. 50 years, Jerusalem was restored. 50 years. 50 years. You think this 50 years is not going to be significant? Because God walks by timelines, right? God is prophet. He set the time. It's not our idea. It was his time. He said 7 Sabbaths. 2 days. I will raise up on the third day. He's very clear. Who is a date setter? Man or God? God is a date setter. He decides. He decides and tells you way in advance. 3 days. 4 days. Early on the third day. You know? He's a date setter. We are not the date setters. And he said, no, we should not follow dates. Okay. He told Moses, he told Noah, on this day, enter the ark. On this day, the ark rested on the mounts of Ararat. On this day, who is a date setter? God. I'm glad that God is a date setter. He told Daniel, 70 weeks have been determined for your people to finish transgression, to make an end of sins. Who set the dates? And according to the dates, Daniel said, 70 years of desolations have happened and now Jerusalem has to be restored. He started praying. Immediately, the angel shows up. Because he's not praying out of date. He's praying in the date. He's not starting praying on the 50th year. You know, he started praying on the 70th year. Because he was what? He was watchful. Make sense? Who is putting dates? God is putting dates. And when we say, Lord, we honor your dates, we are saying, Lord, you are God. Right? When we say, no, we don't care for your dates, we are saying that we know better. Right? See how the enemy makes you be afraid of dates? No, we don't be afraid of dates. We see the day approaching. Hallelujah? No. Church should be caught by surprise. Why? Who told you church should be caught by surprise? God says he tells the end from the beginning. He told Abraham before he destroyed Lot, should I not tell you? Who was surprised? Lot or Abraham?
Lot was surprised.
But even Lot was not surprised. Because what did God, Lot, he, what did the angels tell Lot? I can do nothing unless you get out from this place. So who was surprised? The people. Didn't Lot know in advance? Didn't Abraham know in advance? God always tells his people in advance of dates and times and seasons. That's why he put the stars and the things in the heaven. He's setting dates for us so that you know as the day approaching. How can you know the day approaching if he doesn't tell us the time? You got the thing? But you know, the church has been mixed up with the Gentiles, right? I mean, the Gentiles are going to be surprised, but not the church. So there's a lot of wrong teaching about, you know, no, don't go after this, don't go. Seriously? That's why they missed the first coming of Jesus Christ. And Herod has to ask the Magi on when the Messiah is born. Don't you think the king of Israel, who has all the scriptures, should know when the Messiah is born? In fact, didn't Jesus cry over Jerusalem saying that you did not know the time of your visitation? And he cried over it. Why? Because they knew exactly when Jesus was going to show up in Jerusalem. Because Daniel had exactly prophesied it. He said after so many weeks, the Messiah will be cut off. Precise date. So if you calculate it, it was the day when Jesus rode into Jerusalem. The day. Who set the date? God. And he said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I wish I would gather you. Because he had come as a savior for them. He said, but you were not willing. See how the power of a man's will. Look at the power of a man's will. You were not willing. That means you can decide to turn down the protection of Almighty God. The power of a man will. And God will honor it. And he said, you did not know the time of your visitation. Will the church be known as people who did not know? Like, Alkesh, what's going on? Looks like it's the rapture. No, we know when the rapture is going to be. Right? We know. We will know it. We will know it because God will give us. He knows. He says, when these things begin to happen, lift up your heads. So it's like, when do I stop lifting up my heads? No, he gives you. You know the lifting up. This is a voice where God is showing from the scripture. Lift up your heads. Amen? So we know. 70 years, 50 years, this is a powerful sign. So there's a lot of signs this year. This is a Jubilee year. 2017 is similar to Psalms 117. 2016 was similar to Psalms 116. Very similar prophetic timelines. 2017 happens to be the shortest psalm in the Bible. It's almost like done, you know? So, and 2018 is like Psalms 118. It's going to be a very long psalm. Yeah, there's a lot of. So I'm saying is this year going to be the rapture? We don't know. But should you not be aware of these things that are here on the earth for you? Amen? Don't go by what you see. Go by what God is telling you. Amen? So do you want to see the great sign that is happening in the heavens this year? This sign has never happened. It only happened in the time of creation. And after creation, this is the first time this sign is happening. This sign happened, technically, because people have studied software and looked at the sign. Because with modern software, you can actually look at the planetary motions way back. Science. This is not available for any other generation. This generation, we can do it, right? And when I show you the sign, you'll find out it's impossible to see the sign physically in the heavens. Because the way the sign is in the heavens, it can only be seen in a software scenario. But now it is available, right? But God's good. So let's look at the soft. Let's look at this. So this is a software called Stellarium. So you can actually. Okay. So in the meantime, let's look at Revelation chapter 12. So Revelation chapter 12. So you see Jupiter? You see Jupiter here? This is Jupiter. Okay? This is Virgo. This is the constellation of Virgo. This is the connection line. So Jupiter, so this date is 2016-11, last November. So Jupiter has been traveling all over across the constellation, just like every year it goes. So let's look at this sign in the heavens. This has been there in the Bible for long. It says, and I saw a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun. A woman clothed with the sun. So it's a sign in the heaven, right? It's a star sign, clothed in the heaven, with the sun, with the moon under her feet. So it has, she has to be clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and with the, and on her head, a garland of 12 stars. Correct? On her head, there should be a garland of 12 stars. Then being with the child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on its head. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw it down to the earth. And dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour a child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and his throne. Right? Looks almost like Jesus. Right? But interestingly, when Jesus was born, he was not caught up to his throne right away. He grew up. He fought the dragon. You know? So this is different. Very similar. But, so could it be that this is the church? Correct? Because he doesn't go through all the struggles. The moment it is born, it is caught up to God and his throne. Looks like the church. But you'll say, but where does it say? He will rule all the nations with a rod of iron. You know, Jesus told one of the churches in Revelation. If you go to Revelation chapter, so you need to know this, right? Look at this. Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2. He's talking to the church of Thyatira. Look at Thyatira. Revelation chapter 2 verses 25. But hold fast what you have till I come. He's talking about this. His second coming. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. He's not telling about himself. He's talking to the church. I will give the church the power over the nations. And what will he do? He shall rule them with a rod of iron. Is it Jesus Christ or the church?
Church?
The church. Who is quoting this scripture?
Jesus
is quoting. He is quoting the church and he says, I will give you power over the nations. You will rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like a potter's vessel. As I have also received from my Hey, is that good news? That means Jesus is going to rule with authority, and so will the
church.
So there is no confusion. What happens to Jesus? And that is the secret of the revelation that we're going to talk about today. Whatever happened to Jesus happens to the church. If Jesus suffered, you know, the church suffered. It's accounted as if the church suffered. If Jesus was punished, it's accounted as if the church was punished. If Jesus was raised again, it's as the church is going to be raised again. Make sense? So whatever happened to the church, look at how beautiful. As I have received, so will you. Make sense? So Revelation chapter 12, there's no confusion on that. That baby is not going through all the struggles on the earth in terms of this, but it's protected. The moment it is born, it's caught up to God and his throne, right? But something else happens. But the woman fled into the wilderness. So who is this woman? Woman clothed with the sun and the moon and having 12 stars? Israel, correct? Where did the church come from?
Israel.
Israel, correct? So when the church was born, when was the church born?
Jesus.
On the day of Pentecost, correct? On the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came. But was that the birth of the church or was that the conception of the church? How was Jesus born? How was Jesus born? How was Jesus born? Look at the process of Jesus' birth. What happened first? The Holy Spirit came into a woman. Make sense? Was Jesus born then? Yes, but inside the womb. But then grew for how many months?
9 months.
And then came out as a male child. Right? As a child. But this passage is very interesting. This, the baby is born, so the church is born in this woman, Israel. We were born in Israel. But we are now being protected and growing and becoming a full-grown, mature son. You know the word out there that she bore a male child is not the word technos in the Greek. The word technos is a child. But verse 5 in the Greek is, she bore a full-grown son. It's like, who is this full-grown son? The church of Jesus Christ. When the church comes out, we are raptured. So the devil has no, he doesn't know what happened. He didn't know when it happened, when we were conceived. And now when we are grown and we are raptured, we are full grown sons seated at the right hand of God. A child is not seated at the right hand of God. A son is. Guess what? But the Bible, who said this? Not my words. Paul said, a child, though he's a son, is not a heir as long as he's a child, but he's under guardians and tutors until the time appointed by his father. So powerful. It's a prophetic word. He says, we cannot rule and reign until when? Until the child has become a full-grown
son.
So when can the church rule the nations of the world? When it is full grown. And when does the church go full grown? When is the time for the rapture? Make sense? So when the rapture happens, we are caught up to God. The Bible says, what is caught up? We who are alive shall be
caught up.
Same word? Same word? No change, right? Same word. We shall be caught up. Where are we caught up? We are caught up to the throne. So Jesus is not coming down for us. We are going up for him. Make sense? But when he comes for the world, he's coming down with us. The rapture is we going to be with him. The second coming of Jesus Christ is when we come with him down. Make sense? So the rapture is totally different than the second coming of Jesus Christ. Make sense? So that's what happened. So just as in the first coming of Jesus Christ, when did Jesus come? He came before, secretly. When he came secretly. Only a few people knew about him. But they received him. But then when he came with all his pomp and power, he came in riding into Jerusalem. But that was 33 years later. You see? Just like that. So when we, very interesting, it's like 3.5 years. You know? It's almost. So it's like we get raptured and then later when he comes with the saints. Make sense? So now you're clear of the sign. He bore a male child. Then the woman fled into the wilderness. Make sense? Because now Israel is not going to be attacked. But she goes into a wilderness where she's protected as a nation. They want to destroy the nation and things are going to happen. So, but she says she being in child, she cried in labor and in pain to give birth. Correct? So look at what happened. Okay. I'll have to show it to you. I think the software is not working. But basically this Jupiter goes into the womb exactly in the month of December. It gets into the womb. And exactly on September 23rd of 2017, the sun appears behind the Virgo. You should actually see it. I mean, I'd love for you to see it. But so Jupiter appears, and exactly on September of this year, the Virgo appears with sun behind it, the moon at its feet, the 12 stars on the top. Out of that, Leo forms, actually, the constellation Leo forms 9 stars. So there are, how many missing?
3.
And guess which 3 planets come and line up? Venus, Mars, and Mercury. Mercury lines up and forms 12 stars on her head. Amazing. And you should actually see it. I'll show it to you today, maybe after the session. So it shows up and that happens and it lines up exactly on one line on 23rd of September 2017. So this sign actually appears. And Jupiter actually sits in the womb of Virgo for guess what, how many months?
9.
Exactly 9 months. You can actually see this. 9 months it is circulating in the womb. You should actually see it. I wish I could show it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, there are videos about it. You can just go to September 23rd, 2017 sign. Correct? Okay. So you can watch it. I'll send you the link. You can watch that. So they do a better job of explaining that. But you can actually do the software yourself and actually go back and forth and actually see it.
But you can't do that on YouTube.
No, you can't do it. You can get the Cellarium software. And I will show it to you if it is possible after the live stream because we don't want to take too much time. But the sign happens, correct? So exactly 12 months, Jupiter is inside this womb. So the labor pains start in December. So the sign happens September 23rd, 2017. The sign happens, correct? So the baby is born out of the legs of Virgo. You can actually see it, Jupiter coming out of the legs. September 23rd, 2017. Guess what? Look where the sun is. Behind her back. Where is the moon? Under her feet. What's above her head? 12 stars. 9 is always there. But for the first time, 3 line up exactly. That never happened. It's happened only once before. Guess what? When God was giving the prophecy, a seed of your woman shall bruise your heel. That is the time. So when God was telling the serpent, the sign was up in the sky. It's amazing. I mean, God is so accurate about stuff, right? And he says, this is going to happen. And there's going to be a great sign. And now the sign is here. And so, 9 months before, something significant must have happened 9 months before. Let's calculate 9 months from September 23rd, 2017. Let's go back.
December 23rd.
So what happened on December 23rd, 2016? I know Jupiter went inside, but what happened on the Earth? So labor pains have started, right? Yes or no?
Yes.
Jupiter has gone into the woman. So now it's getting ready. What happened?
The
United Nations for the first time passed a resolution saying Israel has to be divided. For the first time. All these times, US would always veto the resolution. But Obama, this time, before he went, he would not. He pushed them, the government pushed them to pass a resolution. And look at how prophetic it is. On December 23rd, United Nations, all the world said that Israel cannot occupy. Israel is an occupier and Jerusalem is occupied territory. The labor pains have started. Right? Exactly as the Bible talks about. Right? Things have started. Guys, things are happening around us. Everything. At the sound of the last trump, Christ shall come. Even that is prophetic. That we have a president whose name is Trump.
Yes.
And when Trump took office, he was exactly 70 years, 7 months, and 7 days.
Wow.
When he took office. Huh? We are not talking about, you want sign screaming up? He is the 45th president. And Isaiah 45 says, Cyrus, I have anointed you to open iron gates. And Cyrus, in his scroll, which is written in the British Museum, called the Cyrus Decree, says that Cyrus declared so many years back, he said, I will destroy terrorism, I will raise up the economy, and I will build the holy places. So how prophetic God raises up somebody during this time, right? So I'm saying is, we are all in the season right now. And it's happening. When it happens, you'll say, but nothing happened. Nothing happened when Noah was around. Because nothing is going to happen. In fact, Paul is very clear to the Thessalonians, don't you know that those things cannot happen until the apostasia happens first? And people mistranslate apostasia as falling away from religion. No, apostasia is in Greek means departure. That day will not come until the departure happens first. Whose departure?
Church.
The church. Apostasia means depart. The depart. He said, therefore, relax. You don't have to worry. Thessalonians are very afraid about what's going to happen. He says, don't worry. Nothing is going to happen because you have to go first. God cannot do anything until you go first. Until the male child is caught up to the heavens.
So are they predicting September 23rd would be a rapture?
No, we don't know. What I'm saying is these are signs. These are very close. We are very close. Because the Bible says when these things begin to happen, lift up your heads. Your redemption draws nigh. So we saw when he says there will be signs in the sun, the moon and stars. When you tell the Jews there are signs in the sun, moon and the stars, they always associate that with the feast days and signs in the sun. They say there are blood moons on feast days. So happened. Blood moons just happened. The sun eclipse during those feast days happened. And now the star sign so has to happen. So the third sign just happened. The sign in the stars happened. The Bethlehem star sign happened in 2015, 2 years later, just like in the first coming of Jesus Christ. The 2017 sign has happened in the heavens. But when the rapture happens, it's done. Brothers and sisters, it's done. Then the world goes through a time of trouble. And all kinds of panics happen. The whole thing, in fact, just the other day they were showing in the news, last week, below the United States, over 3/4 of United States is a huge molten lake of carbon, which can spew out poisonous gases anytime. You know, stuff like that. The earth sits over fire, right? It's just protected by the goodness of God. We just everywhere under the earth is fire, waiting to just explode. The earth is groaning for the manifestations of the male child. Is waiting for the glory. When he says, when we shall see him in glory, then we shall be in glory. When will the manifestations of the glory of the church be seen physically? We are glorious right now, but we'll be seen glorious only when the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you excited?
Yes.
It's good for you all to know all this stuff, right? And we are living in a time where these things are happening right now. And only this generation can see all this, you know? and we are there. So does it mean, oh, the people say, no, get ready, you need to straighten yourself up by the Lord. That is wrong teaching. There's nothing to straighten ourselves for the Lord. We are already perfect in Christ Jesus. People use these signs to condemn the church. No, this sign is to encourage the church. Your redemption draws nigh. It's like your son has gone to college and he said, you know, my son is coming home. You know, or your husband has gone to a war and his wife is waiting and his duty is over and his husband is coming back. You know, suddenly the wife has to take care and make sure that she's living a straight life just because the husband is coming. What kind of life is that? That's an insult to the husband, isn't it? Right? Hey, better not straighten your life. Your husband is coming. That's how the people preach to the church. Hey, we are happy to see our Savior. Amen? He already knows us, we are messed up, but we are perfect in Christ Jesus, isn't it? That's a wrong understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if anybody tells you, you need to straighten your life, they don't know the gospel. Yeah, boy, let me tell you the gospel. The gospel is, I am perfect in Christ Jesus. He saved me when I was messed up. And I'm perfect. He's preparing for himself. He is preparing for himself a bride, spotless and blameless, without blemish. Who is preparing? He is preparing for whom? Himself. His problem, who pays for the marriage? The husband or the wife? Wife?
Wrong answer.
You've been associated with Indians for too long. His job to prepare a place. Go, I prepare a place for you. His job is to prepare. His job is to make sure the bride is perfect. His job is his job. We just enjoy the ride, you know? We're just excited. Our Savior is coming, right? There's no condemnation in this because we were already judged at the cross. Amen? Not punished. What do you mean? Get ready. There's nothing to get ready. I'm already ready in Christ Jesus. I'm washed by the blood of Jesus. How much more whiter can you get? Whiter as snow. Yeah. See how funny it sounds? When the truth of the gospel sets you free, isn't it? You're not afraid. Honey has preached about God, rapture today. I better repent. Hold it. You're rich. What gospel are you listening to? There's nothing to repent. You're already washed. You're born of God, Jesus Christ. Amen? You're a new creation. The Bible says corruption cannot inherit incorruption. Nor can mortality immortality. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It's very powerful. He says corruption cannot. Our bodies cannot inherit the new kingdom. So he has to translate us. So we are already in our body corruption. But he's translated us. Okay, but I think we need to preach that, right?
Yes.
So we'll talk about this sign later. So it's okay, I'll send you the link. So you can watch the link and enjoy that. But at least you have the background. You understood the issues and stuff like that.